Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Tong.
We are back proving that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we have many cases, many stories, many shows on our website proving this. Last week we had with us Jose from Riverside, who is a machinist and a baseball coach who suffered from back pain, severe back pain for over 13 years, as well as neck and shoulder pain. And basically, his doctors gave him Vicodin, you know, and he's 30 years old only. He heard about Dr. Tong through Laura from Hemet, and came to see Dr. Tong, gave it a try. And after, what, two treatments?
Who?
Jose.
Jose, he got better the first time.
After the first treatment.
The second time, you know, much better. Even, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. We also have with us Angela from San Diego, a clinical nutritionist and dietitian, who suffered from severe chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, depression, had a brain surgery for a pituitary tumor. And after the surgery, she was gaining weight, was depressed, basically a lot of pain. I heard Dr. Tong on the radio and drove from San Diego by herself. Even with all her pain and depression. And the first visit, her eyes were half closed, as she told Dr. Tong, and she actually drove home in traffic with increased energy. And her depression
was lifted. The
reason why
her eyes was closed, she was so tired.
Right.
There was no energy in the eyelid. So she was struggling to open her eyes before, but afterwards, she's all wide, eye open, and full of energy and happy.
Right.
The depression was gone. The fatigue was gone.
And this was after
the pain was gone.
This was after the very first treatment.
Yes.
And these are results that we see very often. If it sounds too good to be true, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. The other person we talked about was actually someone that Angela had referred to Dr. Tong, who was John. Who was facing actually a liver transplant because he had hepatitis.
Yeah, he was really sick.
Very sick, fatigued, and basically just could not do anything. He came to see Dr. Tong for 2 months, and after that he was actually taken off the liver transplant list, and he moved to Fresno, right?
Fresno, yeah, by himself.
By himself.
Yes.
Very amazing story. Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com.
Yeah, we have in our website, archive in our website, under radio show section, 218 plus radio shows, maybe 700 patients, and almost all of them get better the very first time. Now, this may sound very amazing to you, but it's not. It's very easy, okay? If you understand health in the human, in the body is maintained and restored by our spirit. So you have to recognize that we are spirits. Western doctors do not know this. They will never know, never get a cure, because the energy from the spirit, the Chinese call qi. This is real. You are qi. You are a spirit. Okay, that is scientifically speaking negative entropic. Entropy is the tendency that things go in disorder.
Right.
It's the qi that can restore order. The qi that cure any problem in any level of a biological existence. Like a company, when you have a problem, you go to the mind, you go to the CEO, and the CEO need to use his mind to think about how to resolve the problem. The CEO knows how to resolve every problem that he, in that system that he created. So every problem start out with the energy from your mind. And if you don't know about the mind, don't know about qi, you'll never think about cure. If you know how to connect the qi back to the body, the cure is instant. I do this all the time. And anybody call me on the phone, I say, well, 90% you'll feel better the first time. And that's my statistics.
And the way that the qi is put back into the mind is Dr. Tong's technique. Our technique is like an acupuncture treatment, but a very much stronger form of acupuncture.
Yes. In our body, we have what the Chinese call meridians. Those mm-hmm. are actually antennas. Okay. Your body is a receiver. Your mind is everywhere. It's a vibration, like channel 7. Channel Dr. Tong, channel Lei Tong, channel you, okay? We are spirit all stacked together is what we call nature. And your spirit enter your mind through your antennas. Your heart chi, which deal with love and joy, enter your heart antenna and then fill your body with the knowledge how to feel love, how to feel joy. And if you have a divorce, have a heartbreaking event, or betrayed by a friend, then you'll get traffic jams.
Right.
Yeah, traffic jams. So without the qi open up circulation. Without the qi open up circulation, you get chest pain. Your heart doesn't have will not have the circulation. And acupuncture open those traffic jams a little bit. The injection open it 99 to 100%.
Right.
So depression, chest pain, constipation, nausea, pain, can be lifted instantly.
Right.
And this is no joke.
Right. And the theory behind it also is that our emotions affect us physically. And so that's why when people are stressed out, they're frustrated, depressed, this is caused by liver qi is blocked.
Well, qi is emotion. Qi is feeling. Qi is life.
It's something that you can't see.
Yes.
And so that's why a lot of our emotions affect us physically. And that's why when we open the blockages, you feel instantly better, not only emotionally, but physically as well.
Yeah, you cannot just treat the pain. You have to treat the mind and body together.
Right, you're treating the whole person. Well, let's get to our first guest then.
Yes.
We have Mike on the line with us. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great.
Hello, Mike, yes.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm in Fullerton, and I own some retail stores in Orange County area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And why don't you give us kind of a history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong, what came about?
The problems.
Yeah, your problems. And
the problems, when I first came to see Dr. Tong, it was a little over 2 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I think it would be safe to say that I had more blocked channels than a guy who didn't pay his cable TV bill.
Well, you have a sense of humor.
You're not permitted to use that.
So you didn't pay your bills, yes.
At the time, I had hypertension. I was taking 3 hypertensive drugs. I was taking a cholesterol medication.
Mm-hmm.
I had I was hypothyroid, so I was taking thyroid replacement.
Mm.
I had sciatic pain in both parts of my legs that I had for about 9 months and had been to a chiropractor for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I had a discoloration in the calves of my legs from circulation problems that my cardiologist said would never go away. had a bad right knee and a sore left shoulder. I'll tell you, I was a wreck.
Oh, my gosh, grocery list.
Yeah. If I was a used car, they would have towed me away.
Well, you still have your sense of humor intact.
Yes. I did always have one before I came to see Dr. Tong. I think it was a shot.
Yes. Listen, how long...
Go ahead.
How long did you have the high blood pressure, the hypothyroid, and cholesterol problem? How long did you take those medications?
Well, I've been hypertensive since I was about 16 years old, and I'm 55 now. So I've had stages where I've been able to get off them through diet and being very thin. But at the time, I was on those three medications for well over 10 years, and I was on the thyroid medication for 20-something years.
Wow.
And I was on the cholesterol medication for about 3 years at the time. And when I came to see you, after the first treatment, I actually didn't go for any of those things. I went strictly for the sciatic pain because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And after the first treatment, the sciatic pain in my right side was totally gone. And after the second treatment, he took care of the left side and treated me also on the first couple of visits for the other instances of getting me off my pills. In fact, Dr. Tong had advised me to get off my pills right away, and I wouldn't listen to him. I didn't want to get off of those types of medications quickly. So he talked me into the second or third visit to taper off.
The second one.
Yep. And then by the third visit, I was totally off all my meds, and my blood pressure was 128 over 78, 72, right in that range.
How high was it before?
When I was off meds, it could be as high as 170 over 100, 110 at times.
That's quite high. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was high, and I was on three medications for it. So I've been off those medications now. I went off them right away. In fact, against Dr. Tong's wishes, because he doesn't ever like anyone to spend money on useless doctors, I got him to give me a prescription to have a lipid test taken. And a thyroid test taken. So I went to an independent blood workup and got a workup, and my cholesterol off of the medications after treatment was 158.
That's good, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And my blood pressure stayed low. My thyroid medication, which the thyroid range, I believe, is supposed to be between 5 and 12, and my thyroid range when I started taking the replacement thyroid was 1.6.
Mm-hmm.
And after the treatment with Dr. Tong and being off it for off the pills for about 2-3 months and taking this workup, my thyroid was functioning at 10.5.
And this was off the medication?
Off the medication, and I've been basically run replacement for 23, 24 years.
That
so to this day now, it's been 2.5 years, and my weight has gone back up to about where it was when I first went to see Dr. Tong. And my blood pressure still remains very low for the last 2.5 years. That's never shifted with my weight gain. My cholesterol's been great. My thyroid's been great.
And this is all without medication?
All without medication. And my sciatica's come back, and we're working on that right now. In fact, I have to say this about Dr. Tong's treatment. It is somewhat miraculous, but it's not a panacea. You also have to, and I think he'd be the first to tell you, is you have to really eat the right foods.
Do your part.
And do your part. You have to. At the time when I first started seeing Dr. Tong, I was taking yoga classes, and I was in a very healthy diet. And I got off of my healthy diet and put on some weight. Now I'm glad to say it's been about 2-3 weeks I've been on a healthy diet. And with the treatments with Dr. Tong, my sciatica is finally starting to go away again.
Right.
It works much better when you do your part.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is. And I've sent the audience doesn't know this, but then you obviously do, is that I've recommended a lot of people to Dr. Tong, and some people have had really wonderful results. Migraine headaches that they've had for 20-something years, once a month, twice a month, that now they go 5-6 months without migraines. And some people who don't have the best diets and don't take it to heart get relief, but then they don't do their part, and it's harder to get rid of their symptoms.
And it's a big thing that we tell them, that patients have to do their part as well.
Yeah, the diet and the stress, doing those things wrong, are the one that blocks your antenna.
In the first place.
Blocks the mind from entering the body and cause a symptom. So if we clear them and you go home and block them, then we cannot cure. And the long-term cure had to do with the patient. The other thing I want to make a comment on is this replacement therapy, insulin replacement, thyroid replacement, estrogen replacement, all wrong. Using diuretic, all wrong. If an organ is not working, you get it working independently,
right.
using food only. When you don't use it, you lose it. Like, for instance, let me give an example. Let's say my office, okay, my building department failed to generate the building forms. Now, no manager will say that I'm going to use building form replacement. I can buy it from outside. You get it from outside, then my building department become totally obsolete. I'll fire the manager, okay? Now, in medicine, the person that who invented insulin get the Nobel Prize. You will take insulin for a long time, you ruin your pancreas,
right.
Okay? You take thyroid for a long time, you ruin your thyroid. You take estrogen for a long time, you ruin your ovary. Diuretic ruins your kidney. So the Western doctor ruin you one way or another.
Mike, Mike, are you still, so you have not been on the medication since 2.5 years ago then, right?
Correct. I have not taken any meds. And I was sort of concerned that when my weight went back up that my hypertension would go back up. But I took it this morning and it was 128 over 72.
And yeah. I have another question. Have you been seeing Dr. Tong for the past 2.5 years periodically?
Off and on, intermittently, because I also had sleep apnea.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to catch that. Of everything that he did for me, that was the toughest thing. We couldn't get rid of that. We got rid of it for a short spell, but
yeah, the only reason is because you like to eat out. You enjoy outside food, okay? So when you don't completely get your part to put in the right kind of cheese through the food, okay?
Yeah, and then you have a lot. I should be eating some macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that would make me rich, so go ahead and do it.
So your sciatica is also improving, Mike?
Yeah, in fact, the right side is almost all gone now, and I've been able to walk 3, 4, 5 miles.
Yes.
And I'm getting the exercise, which I'll start to get the sciatic pain in the leg in the first half mile, and I walk right through it, and I think the circulation and the movement of the chi.
Wonderful.
And so I've been really making some progress. I've been real pleased about that.
That is wonderful. Because you're recently really determined to get on the right kind of diet. And your stress is a lot better than the last year and a half. You had some incredible stress, you know.
I had a lot of stress that's relieved now, too, as well. Can I talk about two things that I think are somewhat miraculous?
Yes.
Sure.
One of them is that when I first came to see Dr. Tong, I had from the center of my calf down to my ankle a dark brown discoloration on both legs.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
My cardiologist explained to me that I had burst some capillaries and that the pigmentation in the cells was an issue. It was not a serious problem, but that the color could never be restored, and I was going to have to live with that. And I would tell you now that after about, I don't know how many treatments it was, but it wasn't long, I can tell you right now, it's 99% gone.
Yeah, as much as
cardiologist said it would never be gone. So that's empirical evidence of exactly how much energy was moved down to the lower parts of my body that weren't before.
Right.
And then the second one was, and this has happened on more than one occasion when I come to see Dr. Tong for, I used to get sinus infections really bad where I would cough up yellow and green phlegm and sore throat, sore sinuses. It would last sometimes off and on for a month or more. And I've gotten symptoms of that where I've started coughing up yellow and had chills and had raw sinuses and actually walked into his office, had him treat me, and by the time I got home, it was entirely gone.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is amazing to me.
So here's,
An absolute infection like that usually would have me down for at least 2 weeks.
And would you take antibiotics for it? You would not, right?
No. Just one treatment, and it was totally out of my system.
Okay,
That was amazing to me that we could have that.
Let me try to explain, okay? It's not as amazing as, you know, like opening the traffic to get rid of a riot. A riot is caused by a traffic jam. Okay, you bring in foreign troops, which is like antibiotics. They cannot tell the good guys from the bad guy and start killing everybody in sight. And that's exactly what antibiotics do. And antibiotics does not get to the infected area because of the traffic jam.
Circulation.
So you go to all the normal area and ruin all the good bacteria that helpful to the body, but does not get to the area that's needed to kill the germs. Okay, so antibiotic, that's a big fallacy. Nobody in the real world will call in federal troops that cannot tell the difference without opening the traffic jam that caused the riot. And what we do is that we open the traffic jam a lot better than acupuncture and herbs. And acupuncture and herbs, that's why you cannot demonstrate how fast you can cure an acute infection. Back, you know, the SARS period, everybody, the total world was paralyzed, and everybody is so scared. But it's so easy to treat, okay? If I were in Hong Kong and just treat one or two people, and when people know that there's an instant cure, the fear is gone, and we don't have to, the whole world did not have to be paralyzed, and people don't have to die.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
That's my pleasure.
Your story is incredible, and we will have to follow up on you and see how everything else is going then.
Okay, great.
So we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you're just joining us right now, we just had Mike with us on the line. He has actually been seeing Dr. Tong for about 2.5 years on and off. First came 2.5 years ago with hypertension, high cholesterol, hypothyroid, low thyroid, and sciatic pain for 9 months. After the first treatment, his sciatic pain in his right was gone. After his second treatment, the sciatic pain in his left side was gone. After two treatments, he was off all his medication, and his hypertension, cholesterol, and thyroid have been controlled and actually doing very well.
Cured,
basically. Yeah. He's not on his medication anymore. His blood pressure, despite the fact that he has gained weight in the past 2.5 years, has remained low at 128 over 72. Cholesterol, 158. Which is very good.
Yes.
Thyroid also at a 10 without any medication. And he was on his thyroid medication for over 20 years. So this is proof that chronic disorders such as hypertension, high cholesterol, anything, can be cured without drugs.
Yes.
But also we have to add that the patient has to do his part.
Yes.
To eat right, to handle his stress properly.
Yeah, another point is that you cannot just cure one symptom at a time.
Right.
No chance, okay? When you cure somebody, you have to restore health. A healthy person has no symptom. So whatever symptom the patient has to be cured. So if we can cure one thing, that means everything can be cured.
Right.
All the different symptoms, syndromes in Western medicine are labels for symptoms. The cause are blocking between the mind and the body. Once you know that, you know, no matter what you call it, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig syndrome, Alzheimer's,
right,
can all be cured.
You're treating the whole body, right. Well, let's get to our next guest.
Yes.
Okay, our next guest with us is Don. Hey, Don.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Hi,
good.
Don. Yes.
Welcome to our show. Why don't you tell the audience where you're from and what you do?
I'm from Norwalk, California, and I'm a construction worker.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just give a history? You have quite a history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong.
Well, I had swelling problems for about 10 years, but after stepping on a couple of screws at work and damaging my feet, my circulation got really bad, and I was about ready to lose, you know, it was about ready to turn to gangrene. My foot was about, my leg was up to the knee, was swollen like a 50-gallon drum, and it was coal black like a boot.
Mm-hmm. You're a diabetic, right?
Right.
And how long have you been diagnosed with that?
About 14 years now.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I was really stressed. I was driving around on a Saturday, and I heard your show on Saturday, and I says, I got to go try that. So I called up, made an appointment, got right in, and right away you started to relieve the symptoms. And I think within about 3 months you had my leg back to completely normal, and I thank you so much for saving my leg.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly completely normal. The blue and the black color were gone. You still have some hardened area that we still had to get rid of, but the flashy color, okay,
mm-hmm, right,
much more normal, not blue and not black,
gangrenous.
Not gangrenous.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And we actually have pictures on the website of how your leg was in the past.
Yes.
I mean, you literally almost lost your leg, I believe, like three times or something in the past, right? 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was over a period of a couple of years of stepping on screws and getting infected. I was walking on them without for a couple of days without knowing that it was in my boot, and it was only in the bloody mess from my sock when I took off my sock.
Right. Oh, because you couldn't.
My feet, had no feeling.
Right. That's the issue. Is Don is a diabetic, so he has the neuropathy. You don't feel it, and also when you get infections, it's much harder to clear.
It's all circulation.
Yeah. Right.
Without the qi gong down to the leg, you have no circulation there. No, that's right. The problem.
Mm-hmm. And you also help my neuropathy an awful lot too. And
In what sense?
Well, I'm probably down to 20% of what I was, when I first came in.
Uh-huh. You have more feeling?
Huh?
Yeah, more feeling?
Yes.
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 Okay. So for those people who want to see the before and after picture of Don's leg,
right. check out
the
photo evidence.
Photo
on
evidence
the
on my website.
DrTong.com, DrTong.com.
Yeah. One of the things that I want to emphasize that Don has a hard time, adhering to the diet that I recommend because he works, 8 to 12 hours a day.
Right. And so it's easier just to get a McDonald's, right,
yeah.
Don?
But now we get him start blending fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about that, Don?
Well, I'm 64 now, and I'm over 250 pounds, and being on my legs all day in construction, sometimes I have to drive like an hour and a half to a job in the morning, and sometimes a trip through the traffic in the evening is up to 3 hours. And so that's a lot of time with my legs being down, not being elevated. And so that's one reason I get so much problem with the swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it all stacked up and turned black. And
why don't you tell us
now
about the blending?
Dr. Tong's got me on to using juices now, and that really helped right away too.
What are you doing? You're blending it though. You're not juicing, right? You're blending it all in a blender.
Yeah. Well, no, it's in a juicer if I put it through.
And,
right away. I was just in for a treatment yesterday, and I had started blending over the weekend, and right away, my leg was a lot more responsive.
Treatment.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. And you just started doing it, right?
Right.
Mm. Wonderful.
The reason is that my treatment opened the circulation and released a lot of acid. The vegetable fruit are alkaline and neutralize the acid, so they result in doubly as effective.
Right, right.
Right, because my system's always been awful acidy.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Don, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible.
Yes.
And we'll have to follow up with you.
Thanks again for the treatment on my leg.
Okay. You're
have
welcome.
A great day. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.